I think what the interesting things to talk about here is how our concert's going to proceed. And for that, we have the perfect person to talk to. Jerry Michelson is the owner of Jam Productions, the legendary Jam Productions here in Chicago. Jerry, thanks for calling into WGN. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
What do you make of what happened with COVID, with Lollapalooza and the COVID concerns? Were you a fan of that going on the way it did? What do you think about it?
Look, I think that it's good to open up the city. I think that the mayor made the right choice because life has to go on, and we can't sit in the inside of our apartments and homes all the time. So I think it was the right move. You know, we're dealing with a virus that's ever-changing with different variants, and I think that everybody expected a little different outcome. Because so many people are not getting vaccinated. So I don't think anybody could have predicted that that percentage would be so high.
The 90%, you mean, of the vaccination rate at Lolla? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, not that, just that the variant is living and breathing because so many people haven't gotten vaccinated. Oh. And I don't think anybody could have anticipated that back when you're making a decision about whether or not to open Lolla or not.
Yeah, I hear you on that, Jerry. So I wonder, how does that impact concerts going forward? What kinds of decisions are being made? You're front and center, right in the middle of that. What are the considerations? Well, how's it going to go?
Yeah, so, you know, look, we're it's kind of a trying to hit a moving target. We're certainly going to follow all of the CDC guidelines and the cities and states as well. So, for instance, you know, now we have to have all our patrons wearing masks, which we're fine with. So that's what we're doing now. The next steps are going to be prescribed to us by the powers that be, and we'll follow those as well. Don't forget that they had a shutdown in March of 2020, and we just reopened. So, you know, whatever they tell us to do, we're perfectly willing to go with the program.
Yeah, and are you hearing from anybody, like concert goers, about asking about the safety and things like that, or are people just saying, hey, you know, I'm vaxxed or I feel good about it, I want to go to a concert, it's time for me to live my life, as you just mentioned. Are you hearing much, you know, questioning from the concert goer, you know, concert goers in general about what kinds of things you're doing?
Sure, we're hearing from, but we just opened this weekend, so we're not in the thick of it. We opened for some Lolla after shows, but now we open up in August and really in September, so we're not feeling the brunt of the questions yet, but they are coming in, and we are fielding them and answering them in the way that hopefully provides a response that makes them comfortable. I think it boils down to whether or not somebody's comfortable in going out or not. That's the key issue, it seems, is if they're vaccinated, they feel they're safe. And even if they do get the variant, they think they're still okay. So, you know, most people are pretty positive about it.
Yeah, and I heard the mayor and Dr. Arwady, who has been a very cautious person throughout all of this, she's an infectious disease expert herself, talk about, sure, we will have cases, but if you're vaccinated, they aren't likely to be serious. You're not likely to get seriously ill. And that she felt as if we could go on with this whole thing. The mayor cited Wrigley Field's been packed, Sox Park's been packed. Why not Grant Park for this kind of a music concert? Kind of signaling that, you know, they're going to be okay with things moving forward if Lolla can be done. And a lot of folks called that the largest event they've seen in the United States since COVID began. I haven't fact-checked that, but it just seems like a lot of news organizations are calling it that. It was certainly huge, nearly 400,000 people over a few days. That I guess people may be looking at what happens there in the next 10 days or so to see, right? That matters.
Well, I think you're correct. Just as people have been following what happened after the Milwaukee Bucks rallies after they won the NBA championship. So, you know, that's been a topic in the news lately. So, yeah, everybody's
going to be there,
watching
though,
everything.
Jerry, I never heard anything.
Well, I believe that the infection rates increased after everybody was outside the arena after they won the championship. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's to be expected when you have that many people coming together
right.
and partying.
and shouting and standing shoulder to shoulder, I guess the other meaningful data would be to look at would be hospitalizations and serious illness and that kind of thing.
Right.
So you got to look
right
at that, too. The United Center, I looked online, and it seems as if they're not starting any of their concerts until, I don't know, fall. It looks like September, October, things start getting back to normal. Is that kind of true of most indoor places, the larger scale ones, or how would you describe what's happening?
I thought they had something coming up at the, I thought they already had a concert, but I might be wrong.
Maybe they did. We couldn't see anything on the schedule.
You know, look, the United Center is a perfect example of a really good indoor building who the city tested, as I understand it. The city tested their air and their air circulation, and it was came in, it was one grade above hospital level and one grade below ICU. So I'd say that's pretty good, and so people think indoors is not as safe. I disagree, especially, you know, if you take our theaters, which are older buildings, who have great capacities to take outside air in and circulate it and get it out. So I think we're moving air in a responsible way and trying to reduce the amount of viruses that can be floating around.
During COVID, we saw so many artists try to turn to virtual concerts. I don't know how well that went. How would you describe it? And do you think that that's one of those things that will linger after the pandemic or as things sort of subside? Or do you think that sort of like didn't work at all? What would you say?
Well, I think you know, streaming and concerts and things like that are a good add-on. They will never replace the experience of being at a show. So I think that people want to socialize. They want to hear the music live. So I don't see that as a major alternative, but just as an add-on to what you're already experiencing.
What do you have coming up, Jerry, that you can tell us about?
We have some great shows coming up. We have, as a matter of fact, in little less than 2 weeks, we have a group called Brit Floyd at the Chicago Theater, which is one of the best Pink Floyd bands out there. And we have Widespread Panic, and we have Elvis Costello in November, and we have Sylvan Esso. I mean, we have Bleachers. I mean, we have a number of good shows coming up that we hope people will go out and listen to.
And what are your venues, again, that you mostly work with?
Well, so we have the Park West, the Vic, and the Riv. And we also work at the United Center, at the Chicago Theater, the Auditorium, Allstate Arena. So we're all over the place.
How are the musicians all feeling? They've got to be so ready to perform after all of this time being shut in and not being in touch with their fans and just being shut down, I guess.
Shut down and not earning a living. Mm-hmm. So they need to get out on the road. And they needed to get their road crew back and working and employed. So to them, it's not just, you know, themselves. They're also concerned about their staffs that help them on the road. So they're all excited. They're all anxious. But, you know, you got to look at that, too, because if the road crew gets sick, you might miss a show here or there. Mm-hmm. It happened with the Foo Fighters. They had to cancel their L.A. show. But, you know, they were fine to make the Chicago show.
Yeah, I saw that. Was it a band member got COVID or something like that?
They didn't say. They said it could have been a band member, could have been somebody in the crew.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people
don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff, and it is good to hear that the folks in the music industry, like you pointed out, the crews, the guys who, men and women who work on the shows, as well as the artists, get to get back to work again, and hopefully it picks up and we get things going. Life has to go on. In your words, Jerry.
That's very true, and I'm glad we're doing it.
I know you are. Thank you for the time today, Jerry. It's good of you to check in with us.
Anytime. Thank you.
Jerry Michelson there. He is the owner of Jam Productions, the legendary Jam Productions right here in the city of Chicago. If you've been to a concert here, you've likely been to a Jam Productions event over the last few decades. Pretty incredible what Jerry and his team have pulled off.